Welcome to the Style by Susie podcast, where we talk about all things from fashion to style, wellness, and more. Because after all, Style by Susie is so much more than clothes. Welcome back, everybody. It's lovely to have you with me again here on the podcast. Thank you so much for all of your wonderful messages after last week's episode. I'm so pleased it's helped so many of you get out of the style rut that you are maybe in. Somebody said that during the podcast, she actually got some lipstick out and her earrings. So that truly obviously did inspire her. So I'm really pleased to hear that. I think it's just so important to know that we're all in this boat together. We're all feeling the same things. We might not be feeling them on the same day. You might be going through your style right while one of your friends might be going through it in another couple of months. But ultimately, they're all things that we just experience as women. So we're all in this together. And I'm just so glad that I can have this space to share these things with you and to let you know that you're never alone in what you're feeling. So today's podcast is all about debunking style myths. Somebody did request this episode, things like, you know, whether you should wear black with brown or navy and black and that kind of thing. So these are things that come up during our shopping trips with clients, and I'm really excited to share them with you. Hopefully you'll learn something new, and hopefully it will give you even more permission to be yourself with your style. And remember that there are very few style rules out there. So let's get going. So the first one I'm going to address is not mixing black with navy. And this can also go for brown with black. Now, so many of my clients, when I'm shopping with them, will say to me, oh, but you've put black tights and this is a navy dress. Or this is, I don't know, blue jeans and you've put a black top with it. These colour kind of like, yeah, the colour myths, that whole blue and green can never be seen, they are so outdated. I believe that you can mix any colours together, particularly when you mix them from a similar palette. So for example, if you're in autumn, mixing khaki green with like a tomato red is really lovely. But generally speaking, you can mix any colour together. So if you are worrying about the fact that blue jeans don't go with a black top, you don't need to worry anymore. Now, there is a slight caveat to this. And the only time I would suggest not mixing colours together is if you are wearing a trouser suit, so like a two-piece co-ord, for example. So if you are going to the office, let's use that as a good example, and you've got some black wide leg trousers and you've got a navy blazer, I would not put those together because it's going to look like a mismatched suit. So the only time I would say you must keep the same colours together is if you're doing a suit. Otherwise, you can have lots of fun. So a great way that you can do this actually, and to get a little bit creative, is to try to mix the textures. So for example, you could do a black wide leg trouser, but maybe instead of a blue blazer with it, you could put a navy boucle jacket with it. You know, that kind of like Chanel style tweed jacket, that kind of thing. Or say a black pair of cigarette trousers with a silky brown satin shirt. So you're mixing those textures together. But if you have been worried about mixing black and blue or brown and black or any of the other things that you've been worried about, you don't need to worry anymore. So the next thing is double denim. Now, double denim is something that we have, depending on what age you are, we all have different associations with double denim. Some people think of Britney and Justin Timberlake when they wore their denim, you know, their, what was it called? A Texas tuxedo, I think somebody called it once. I think of Bewitched. Other people may think of like Chuck Norris. double denim, there's a lot of jokes around it, and there are definite ways that you can get it slightly wrong. And the only way that I would say not to do double denim is a blue denim jacket with blue denim jeans. This is not going to be a particularly contemporary look. Otherwise, you can absolutely go wild with double denim. I think it looks particularly good if you can actually keep the same shades together. When we're talking about styling, anything you do, it needs to look intentional. So for example, just going on a different example, if you're wearing ankle grazing jeans and you want to wear them with socks, make sure that the socks look like an intentional part of the outfit. So they could be a coloured sock or a smart sporty sock. You know, don't go for like a mismatched pair of socks that you've nicked out of your husband's drawer. So if you're going for double denim, why not try denim jeans, blue denim jeans with a blue denim shirt? I've actually shown this in one of my YouTube videos if you want something more visual to look at. But that's a really great way that you can almost create what I would consider to be a deconstructed boiler suit. It looks really intentional, it looks really stylish, and it's a really good way of utilizing two really handy pieces from your wardrobe. You can also mix colors. So for example, you could do, let's say, a black denim skirt with a blue denim shirt. So you can mix those textures. Just remember not to go for a denim jacket with jeans. That's the only time that it's not going to work. So the next myth is that petite women cannot wear long length dresses or maxi cardigans. I'm not quite sure where this came from. I think a lot of these things that we have in our heads are things that perhaps we were taught growing up. It could have been your nan or your mom or whoever, or something that you read in a magazine years and years ago. But again, petite women can absolutely wear long length styles. It's not something that only tall ladies can get away with. The only thing we have to consider if you are petite is to ensure that you're not drowned by this long length item. So for example, if you are petite and you go for a long length dress, like a maxi dress, that's absolutely fine. But we want to try and add some shape to it. So for example, you've got your maxi dress, add a little belt around the waist, try and break it up a little bit, or add a jacket to it, like a biker jacket or a denim jacket. That's just going to break it up a little bit and avoid it from swamping your frame too much. It might also be worth, if you're looking for a long length dress, look for a smaller print or pattern. It's just something to consider to avoid those pieces from overwhelming your frame. But otherwise, you can go for it. If you're petite, you can do wide leg trousers. You can do long length cardigans. You can do maxi dresses. And the petite ranges are really good for those pieces. So don't feel like they're reserved for long legged ladies. You can absolutely go for them. So the other thing that I'm going to debunk is that sequins and sparkles are for Christmas only. Now, somebody that would absolutely agree with me on this is Fiona Davis from my team. She is the sequin queen. She came into her interview wearing the most amazing sequin skirt, like a black, I think it was black. Yeah, it was a black long sequin skirt. And she had it with like a white blouse. And I remember I didn't know anything about Fiona. She just applied for the stylist job and she just came swishing in and I was like, oh my god. I mean, she literally took my breath away. And Fiona is a really good example. If you follow her on Instagram, she's a really good example of how you can wear sequins for daytime. So if you're unsure about how to do this and you are worried, just think about mixing something really, really casual with your sequins. Now, my first piece of advice is to go for things that are in a similar tone to the sequin. A sequin piece, whether it's a jacket or a skirt, is going to be the statement part of your outfit. So we don't want anything else in your outfit to compete for attention. So for example, if you have a gold sequin skirt, I would recommend popping on a cream coloured jumper with it, or like a beige coloured jumper, something that is going to be tonally blending in nicely to the gold, but it's also going to be just, you know, it's the you know, the quiet part of the outfit. The sequins are doing the talking. You want the jumper to be just kind of taking a step back. If you have a silver sequin skirt, pop on a grey or like a nice dusty blue jumper with it, just to kind of, you know, tonally blend really nicely. You could also utilise a sequin jacket. So a lot of you bought sequin blazers or sequin bomber jackets at Christmas time. These look great with jeans. If you've got a pair of mum jeans or skinny jeans, or even like some coated jeans as well, these look great with a bomber jacket or a sparkly blazer. These kind of outfits are really good for those outings that so many of my clients ask me about. On my Q&As every week, I get questions like, I'm going to a bottomless brunch, I'm going to a drag brunch, or a, I don't know what it is, you know, a garage brunch, some sort of brunch. These kind of sequin casual mixes are really nice. Denim generally goes really well with sequins, so try your denim shirt with a sequin skirt. That's another really good look. And remember that sequins don't just have to be for the winter. I love a sequin in the summer. I think you can't go wrong with like a pair of cream skinny jeans or some nice white wide leg linen trousers in the summer with a sequin cami. I think that is such a beautiful look in the summertime. It's really kind of boho. And we're always just trying to encourage our clients to wear things at all times of year. I think as long as your sequin jumper doesn't have Merry Christmas all over it or a picture of Rudolph, you can get away with sequins at any time of year. And you're going to find that the more, or should I say, the less you look at things as this is for Christmas, this is for winter, this is for summer, you're going to get so much more wear out of your clothes, and you're going to find the need to shop a lot less often because you're going to be utilising what you've got. And it becomes really good fun when you think, oh, that's my Christmas skirt, and I'm actually going to wear it for a night down the pub this weekend or wherever you're life takes you. The other thing I'd say is with style, anything you're trying, and this goes for anything, whether it's trying accessories or what we've spoken about today, it's really important that when you're trying these things out that make you a little bit nervous, that you wear these pieces around your cheerleaders. Now, if you don't know what the cheerleaders are, when I've spoken about this before, a cheerleader is the person or the group of people in your life that you feel safe with. They're the ones that really build you up. They're the ones that are like, yeah, of course, you know, go for it. You look amazing. You're, you know, they really build you up. You come away from them feeling energized. You feel lighter. You feel safe in their company. These are the people that you should wear those pieces around that you're feeling a little bit more nervous. It's not the time to do these bolder ways of clashing colours or prints or whatever it is you're trying for the first time. Don't do that around the people that perhaps you feel unsafe around, the people that you come away feeling a little bit, you know, a little bit down, or you don't feel great about yourself afterwards. They are not your cheerleaders. So try these things out around the people that make you feel good. And remember, everything with style is confidence. Fake it until you make it. You could wear a bin bag, and if you rock that bin bag with confidence and a pair of trainers and you walk around like you feel like the best thing ever in this bin bag, everybody around you is going to believe it. The more you do yourself down in your head, the more you do yourself down to other people, the more you're going to believe it, and the more other people will believe it about you. You need to talk about yourself in the highest way possible, that not only yourself believes it, but other people do too. And eventually you become the person that other people are looking at, and they're saying about you, she can just wear anything. She just looks amazing. She puts her hair up in a bun. She rocks it. She wears, you know, this type of jogger on the school run, but somehow she looks amazing. You know, you can be that person. And it's really important to be aware of how you're talking about yourself to yourself, but how you're talking about yourself around other people, because you are a person of worth. And as much as you need to believe it, the most important thing is that you believe it. Eventually, other people will too. And until then, fake it until you make it. And eventually, everyone's going to be looking at you and saying, wow, she somehow manages to make sequins work during the day. How does she pull off double denim? You can be that person. You just have to remember that there are so few rules when it comes to style. It's creativity, it's art, it's personal, it's all what comes from you and giving yourself that permission to be bold enough to wear those pieces. I really hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. Please let me know how you found it. Thank you so much as well to everybody who has taken the time to leave a review on Spotify, to those who comment on the podcast, to those who share it, to those who talk about it in the Patreon community. I see you, I appreciate you, and I'm extremely grateful. And I look forward to speaking to you on the next one. I am trying to get the other girls involved as well, because I think it would be really nice for you to hear them on the podcast and the YouTube channel. So yeah, hopefully it won't just be my voice you'll be hearing soon. In the meantime, have a fabulous week, and I'll catch you on the next one. See you later.